I have got a full board. We are going right back to these phones. And Will, what you want to talk about?
Okay. Hey, Sloan. Actually, that's Tiamat Will Evans, but hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been shortened on my
scorecard
here.
Well, yeah, that's probably because I only gave it to them as Will. But
okay.
I got to admit, Sloan,
yes.
I'm impressed by your honesty, man.
Absolutely.
I really am. Because when that caller was calling into you, and by the way, the caller that was calling into you talking about the Pope and the Catholic faith and the problem they have with the child molestation and so on and so forth, I will be talking to them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed by your honesty about that, because I sat back, and when you lay it out, when he was like, so would you take this $100 million, you know.
That's a lot of money.
That's a very lot of money.
The Catholic Church ain't offering $100 million.
After the deed has been done, so what really can you do? Because like you laid it out and you said, well, if they offer me the money beforehand, well, let me give you $100 million to molest your child, of course. I mean, you would expect anybody to say, no, you take that $100 million and
exactly.
shove it where the sun don't shine.
Exactly, that's
but
wrong.
But after the deed has been done, and they're offering you $100 million in the form of some type of atonement or
exactly,
you know,
compensation, and they're saying, we're sorry, and please forgive us.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
you know, don't bring down the whole church.
Let's keep it real. That would
exactly.
be
it's not an easy decision.
It would give you some pause.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, and I was like, well, I mean, at least he's being honest. And I called you once before, like, maybe, whoa, man, that had to be months ago, and I forgot what the subject was, but even then, I was kind of put back, you know, set aback by your honesty, because I'm not used to getting this, and I can be wrong, and I hope that nobody consider this as being racist, but I'm not used to getting this type of honesty from white males, okay?
Exactly. We're all liars, man. I mean, it's
I ain't gonna say that.
It's Bill Clinton.
All liars, but
we're all like Bill Clinton.
In my experience, in my lifetime, I'm not used to getting this type of honesty from you guys.
We live in a society that is a little bit too dishonest right now. And,
I agree.
And that's part of the problem.
And an excellent way to segue into the whole Michael Moore, Bush administration, Fahrenheit 9-1-1 subject that you were on earlier. And because and another thing that you said that I agree with was you talking about the Republicans and the Democrats. Now, this is my own interpretation of it. I see this whole two-party system as being, you know how you watch these cop shows and they have the good cop comes in and he's talking to the guy and they can't get anything out, so they have this bad cop come in and he'll grill the guy and throw him up against
sure.
the wall.
Good
and
cop,
then,
bad cop.
And then when the guy's really scared, they'll have the good guy come back and be like, well, you know, man, I can't control that guy. He's just an animal.
Yeah.
You know, that's this whole good cop, bad cop rules they're perpetrating on the American public in the form of these political parties.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
You know, because when it comes down
so
to
true.
The end, they are all working towards the same agenda.
Absolutely.
With regard to the direction, the social, political direction of this country.
They play scare you by the boogeyman every single...
Exactly.
And they, you know, they'll scare blacks with Republicans, and they'll scare
exactly.
white suburbanites with Democrats. And the truth
there
is, it's a shell game. These two parties are two peas in a pod. There's very little difference between them.
And they're all serving the corporate interest, the elite corporate interest. It's all about money, because... It's one thing, and I always mention this occasionally from time to time. I'm a big fan of the original writer of Conan the Barbarian. And I think that I would advocate anybody reading the original stories of Conan the Barbarian.
Who's that on?
Because that was, what was his name?
Is his name Rice? Is his name?
No. Rice was the one that did Tarzan.
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Okay,
that was the one that did Tarzan. Conan was, I'm sorry, right now I'm drawing a blank.
Wasn't Hillary Clinton one?
No.
Okay, just a guess, wild guess.
But the thing about it was, Conan was such a practical person.
Yeah.
And whenever he came into a new region, a new sector of the world for him, he always knew to find out who could pull the strings, where the real power rests, you always found out where the money was.
Well, did you see the movies? Because, I loved Arnold Schwarzenegger in those movies, you know. The Conan movies Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The movies didn't do justice to the books. I thought the movies sucked.
I thought those were the best Arnold Schwarzenegger movies all the time. Oh, yeah.
I hated them.
Well, I didn't read the book. I did not read the book.
Arnold Schwarzenegger made a good Conan. I really didn't think he did.
Oh, really?
See, no.
I'd like to see any other actor play Conan. That's for sure.
Physically, I think he did. Physically, he was a good Conan. But as far as the attitude, the essence of Conan, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was
forget him. He would look at his sword and say, Crom, God. Hey, I gotta let you go, unfortunately.
Okay,
I appreciate the call, call me again.
I appreciate it. Maybe I'll listen to you more often. I like your honesty, man. And we to some degree agree a lot on political things, and I'm just not used to getting that type of honesty from a white male, especially when it comes to these political matters and things like that,
Anytime, no charge. Okay?
All right, Sloan.
Let's get rid of both these parties. I'm ready to chuck them. So.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
Appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you much.